I think the agency is in a bit better position than it was during Katrina because the Obama administration has asked Craig Fugate to be the administrator. Craig has a lot of experience in dealing with hurricanes from his time in Florida as state director of emergency management. However, I think they have a long way to go to repair the partnership that makes response possible from the local level to the state level and the federal level. I think that they also have got to look at, they're operating under something called the National Response Framework, which is not a plan. It's simply a framework for how things could happen. And in this context, the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA have taken responsibility for areas that they have no expertise in, such as emergency shelter. So I think there's going to be some concerns, but I do think that they will perform better with Craig as their leader, and because state and locals want to see them succeed.
Well, this is Karen. Part of the hearing was focused on the Stafford Act itself, and I know I lived through Katrina. I was there at the same time, not in the thick of things like you at FEMA, but over at the White House, and everybody was invoking the Stafford Act. And do you think that there are improvements that need to happen to that act that would then strengthen FEMA's ability to respond?
Well, I think the Stafford Act, and I said this at the hearing, is actually an excellent piece of legislation because it gives the director, the administrator of FEMA, and the president enormous latitude. What has hampered is the application of the Stafford Act. FEMA has written more and more rigid regulations as to what they can and can't do under Stafford. I don't think the problem is the act itself. I think it's how FEMA has chosen to interpret the act.
Well, let's talk about FEMA itself for a minute. And as you mentioned earlier, that it had engaged in activities that it wasn't familiar, had no experience with, such as providing shelter. And somewhere during Katrina and the aftermath, or maybe during Katrina as the disaster was unfolding, the idea seemed to take root that FEMA was, in fact, a first response agency, just like a fire department or a flood control effort. And I think FEMA itself always thought it was there to help with the finances of people that needed help, but wasn't really the equivalent of a first responder like police or fire.
Tom, that's a very good question. The Stafford Act makes it very clear that FEMA is there to supplement state and local needs. And FEMA is not a first responder agency, and it never should be. What it does is when a local jurisdiction's responsibilities and capabilities are overwhelmed, the state steps in. When the state's responsibilities and capabilities were overwhelmed, that's when FEMA comes in. And FEMA comes in partnership. I was not at the agency during Katrina. I had already left. But if you look back at some of the big disasters in the 1990s, like the Northridge earthquake, where there was more infrastructure damage than there was in Katrina, or Hurricane Floyd, where we had more geographical area impact than Katrina, what FEMA did in those two contexts was, when state and local governments were overwhelmed, we came in and supported them. We didn't direct them, we supported them. And that's the partnership that Craig Fugate is going to have to rebuild. And he can't do it overnight. He's going to have to rebuild that partnership of local, state, and federals working side by side, where the federal government supplements, not replaces, state or local government.
We're talking with Jane Bullock. She's the former chief of staff at the Federal Emergency Management Agency and currently a consultant with Bullock and Hadlow. And so what about the relationship between FEMA and Congress? How did that look to you from at least to the view of the hearing?
Well, I think that they're trying very hard. The new administration is going to try very hard to work with Congress. But their problems exist there. When Congress passed the post-Katrina Emergency Management Reform Act, PCAMRA, there were several things that they required FEMA to do, such as redo the Homeland Security Presidential Directive Number 5 that would correspond and correct some of the mistakes that have been made in Katrina, but also basically implement the PCAMRA Act. FEMA has yet to do that. There's an issue of the principal federal official, the PFO, that caused a lot of concern during Katrina. No one really knew who was in charge in Katrina. Congress wants that cleared up, does not want a PFO. That still hasn't happened. And then there's the whole area of recovery that we haven't talked about, where the FEMA programs in recovery are broken. And I think FEMA realizes they are. But fixing them is going to take a lot of energy and a lot of hard decisions.
Jane, you brought up the National Response Framework, and I had the opportunity to work on that as well. If you were giving advice to the new administration, would you, what areas would you ask them to improve or change in that framework, especially as it relates to FEMA?
Well, first of all, I'm very concerned, as I mentioned earlier, that the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA take the lead in areas where they don't have the expertise. I mean, one of the beauties of the Stafford Act and is that it gives FEMA the authority to task other federal agencies and nonprofits to do things to support disaster response and recovery. And I really think that DHS FEMA has taken on way too many responsibilities. My other problem with the framework is it's not actually a plan. I mean, the other agencies have agreed to it, but have they made the commitment that their resources will be there? And I think there's really a hard look has to be taken at the framework, at looking at how to make it more of a plan and a plan of operations, and also to do a better job incorporating recovery.